Loving God, I ask thee to uphold me that I may uplift thee. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The sermon is offered so that the good news of the gospel can be heard and responded to in a living way by the congregation. There's a sense in which the time we spend together at this moment in the liturgy has its own dynamics. There are the words that we hear in Scripture. There are the words that come to us and change our lives. Because we arrive at this moment with a variety of expectations. What did you expect when you were coming to church today? Was it a moment of comfort? Or did you anticipate that this would be a moment of personal transformation? Did you think that the time that we are spending together would be a moment of peaceful reflection? Or did you think that there would be some challenge attached to the time of worship? At a time when the rest of the world would be set aside, was that your expectation, or did you feel that this was a place when you could join with others coming face to face with the challenges of life? Did you anticipate that the words of the prayer, which provide the focus for our time together, would contain the thought that our petition would be that God would look with compassion on the anguish of the world? How does that get defined? What does that anguish look like? How is it expressed? Is it the earthquake in Turkey? Is it recognizing that it is almost a year since the candle which appears at the candlestand with the flag of Ukraine was first lit in this parish? Almost a full year of conflict. The anguish of the world. Is it still dealing with the reality of a pandemic sweeping across this global village? Is it the focus, is it the care and concern for supporting those whose lives have been turned upside down and are coming to this land as refugees? The anguish of the world. We are called to a time of reflection and reconciliation. And in the midst of all of this, we try to discern ways in which we can live lives with a sense of normalcy. Yes, today is Super Bowl Sunday. Look with compassion on the anguish of the world. The words that we have heard as the gradual before the gospel allow us to think of the light of Christ shining in a darkened world. And yet, the words that have always impressed me about this particular place over the years have been the words which were not used today as part of the gradual, but they give us a sense of how we are to approach the way in which we listen to God's word.
Thank you.
I love that phrase. I love the way in which we claim within this congregational context a reality that the ancient words of Scripture are going to be words which are transformative, changing me, changing you. The way in which we listen to God's words, the way in which we hear, the way in which God's people have struggled over the years trying to come to grips with how God's presence is to be revealed in God's world. We hear from the book of Deuteronomy the words which Moses shared with God's people as he comes to the end of his life, the end of his time of leadership, the end of his ministry. And he says very simply, I offer you the choice of life or death, blessing or curse. And then he says very simply, choose life. He provides guidance. He provides direction. He says with a sense of spirit-filled enthusiasm that God's people need to make a decision, a transformative decision, a decision which will empower them to achieve anything as God's will directs them forward into the promised land. Choose life. Choose life. When we hear the words of the gospel, we hear words as Jesus takes the law and says, you have heard it said, but I say unto you. And he presents himself as having authority, as having power, as having a place which cannot be denied in the midst of God's people. And how do God's people hear that message? Later on in the Gospel of St. Matthew, we hear these words. When Jesus had finished this discourse, the people were astounded at his teaching, unlike their own teachers. He taught with a note of authority. Choose life. When we are facing the challenges of this world, we do so recognizing that there is much that is going on which we've identified, but there is also an understanding that as we journey through life, we do not journey through life alone. Later on in the course of this service, there will be an opportunity for us to offer the Eucharistic prayer, and it means you are going to be involved. Remember how at the very outset I offered the reading of the rubric that said that there was going to be a dynamic between all of us and the time we spend together? Take a look at the service booklet, at the Eucharistic prayer, please. It's one of my favorites. It comes as part of the liturgy and history and tradition of the church in Kenya. And the first question is the Father with us? And your answer?
Yes.
Yeah, you see, that's where we get it wrong. There's a sense of your response being, how to put it, very Anglican. Very polite, but not expressing the enthusiasm, the transformative reality of the moment. For in this place, as we gather for worship, there is a sense of joy which needs to be expressed in its fullest possible way. Is the Father here?
He is.
Yeah, that was for the choir, and that was Catherine. But the transformative moment is there for all of us to claim. Is the Father here?
Yes.
Now, when we get to the part of the service, I hope that you will offer that same response with joy, with power, and with meaning. It is one of those moments in time when we recognize the fact that the anguish of the world deserves, at the very least, our prayerful support. A prayer which has been circulated by Bishop Daniel Gutierrez, the Bishop of the Diocese of Pennsylvania and President of the Anglican Communion's Compass Rose Society, encapsulates the dynamics of the life of our global village. Prayerfully, let us hear these words. God, you are in the midst of those who suffer. May all affected by disaster feel your healing presence. God, you are in the hands of those who reach out. Help responders in their courageous work. God, you are in the hearts of those compassionate ones whose prayers cry out for their families, whose prayers cry out for their neighbors, whose prayers cry out even for strangers. Bless and comfort those who mourn. God, you are the still small voice, the gentle whisper that follows. May our ears always hear. May our hearts always cry out for one another. May our hands always reach out to one another. And may we always walk like you walk, in solidarity with those who suffer, and so reflect your presence and comfort. Dear friends, the reality of this moment is that we have a choice to say nothing, to do nothing, to stand back and be spectators, or to seek to be the means by which God's love is proclaimed in God's world by those who choose life. And so my hope and my prayer and petition for each and every one of us today in this place, as we reach out our hands to receive the expression of God's love, the gift of his Son, is that we will reaffirm our choice and choose life. Amen.